The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. Do you know that most parents are unaware? They think sex trafficking won't happen to their daughters. But this is happening, even in your community, by friends, schoolmates, predators, or strangers, in person or online. According to Michelle Okimura, director of Explicit Movement and author of Brave and Beautiful, you're just not seeing it. 1 Peter 5:8 reminds us, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you, the foundation, the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Yes, in the midst of the evil one, the one who prowls about, there is hope, there is salvation in Christ who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ reaches out to you with love, with redemption, with hope. Will you turn your heart to Jesus? Will you turn from your way? It's called repent. Turn from your way and follow his way. That's our prayer. Indeed, it is. Michelle Okimura serves as the director of Explicit Movement, supporting youth and young adults in the pursuit of purity and godly, healthy relationships. She is the author of the new book collection, Brave and Beautiful, for girls of faith to grow in confidence and know their identity. Michelle, welcome. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. I love being here. Thank you.
You've been on our show, Michelle, before, sharing your personal testimony and the journey of Explicit Movement, now 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Give us an update on what God is leading you to do in this season.
Oh, thank you so much, Danny. Well, as you know, Explicit Movement covers many different sexuality topics like pornography and sex abuse and healthy dating and many things along those lines. But just a few years ago in 2019, God added the facet of anti-sex trafficking to Explicit. And we had our first conference here for the Body of Christ to bring awareness and prevention. And that was a really amazing event because I had called many pastors, cold called them, you know, you got to come to this thing because most of the pastors, I'd say 99% of the ones I talked to, which is many on the island, they thought that it was mainly the foreign women, you know, from other nations getting trafficked in here. But I said, oh, no, these are girls, our local girls in our local schools getting trafficked. It could literally be your own daughter. And they also target youth groups and whatnot. So we gathered together, and that was like the first event of just bringing awareness to the Body of Christ. And that's how the very beginning, of Brave and Beautiful. And I can get into that in a moment.
Explain, how did the idea of Brave and Beautiful, how did that emerge?
Yes, well, right after the conference in 2019, of course, my heart was breaking, you know, for our girls. Just imagining, you know, it's happening in my community. So anyway, one day, in one of those moments where you're not thinking about anything, you know, daydreaming, all of a sudden, I saw a vision of this publication floating in front of my eyes. And I didn't know what it was, but the title was blurry, but the subtitle was very clear, and it said, "Protect Yourself from Sex Trafficking." And then I saw in this vision, the pages started to open, and I noticed it was a magazine style, kind of a, you know, graphics and whatnot. And then one of the titles of the articles was Letter from a Survivor. So then I stopped at that moment. I said, "Lord, what are you showing me?" And in one of those occasions where he talks back, you know, he said, "Oh, Michelle, this is a publication for teenage girls to equip them to protect themselves from sex trafficking." And I replied, "Oh my gosh, Lord, you're brilliant. That's an amazing idea. I don't think there's anything like that." And then he said, "I want you to do a Christian version first and then do a secular version. And if you do it with excellence, it's going to go global." So initially I was like, well, I don't know about the global part, you know, that seems so big, but I knew it was an assignment. So since then, I've just been working on this publication. I wrote many articles myself, but many articles were written by other people, authors here and across the nation. And we put this together, a 2.5-year project. We just were able to publish it this past July, so just a couple months ago. And it's called Brave and Beautiful.
Well, I'm looking at it. I've got it in my hands. It is beautiful, and the concept, the heart is brave. I want to go into the meaning of the selection of your title, Brave and Beautiful. Grow in confidence, know your identity, a 4-volume set, a collection, a resource that's so very much needed at this time. Were you surprised, circling back a bit, were you surprised, Michelle, that pastors didn't know, that there wasn't the awareness that you would have hoped to have been there?
Well, back in 2019, I was surprised, but then in a sense I wasn't, because before the main speakers shared with me, I didn't know either. I kind of assumed it was massage parlors, you know, it was just these, you know, women from other nations. But at the same time, that because pastors didn't know, I thought, oh, my Lord, they need to know. We need to become more aware. So it was a great burden at that point to just get the word out so that we can do something about it.
You used a word when the Lord gave you the inspiration for the idea that's now in my hands.
Yeah, it's his idea, Danny.
And it's available to others. And we're going to talk about how it can, well, braveandbeautiful.world is how you can get the resource, get these books, find out more, braveandbeautiful.world. But you use the word excellence.
Yes, because that's what the Lord said. He said, if you do it with excellence, it will go global. And so I set out, and I love creativity, Danny. So I told the Lord, "Lord, I want every page to be a work of art. I want the reader to feel honored by the quality, that they deserve the quality and excellence, the best from the Lord." I could have made it like, you know, let's just Xerox it cheap and black and white copies. But no, I just felt like the Lord wanted to honor the reader by the excellence of it. And God is a God of excellence too, right? And the reason why I would say 85% of the content has to do with identity and confidence and emotional health and vision for life is because if a girl has those attributes, it's already the best defense against sex trafficking, and because they're far less vulnerable. And then the last volume really dives into, you know, the really practical ways of how to protect yourself. It talks about sex abuse because 98% of victims have had sex abuse in their past. But it spans all socioeconomic backgrounds, you know,
go back
private
on that.
Public school.
What did you say? How many percent have had sexual abuse in their backgrounds?
Well, when I talk to, statistics kind of vary, but when I talk to Shantae Williams and Vern Lam, who's the main speakers on sex trafficking, they're on the front lines. They said they it's been about like as high as 98%. So, and sex abuse can be inappropriate touching to, you know, extreme cases of rape and things like that. But in this day and age, it could be a friend inappropriately touching you, not only adults to child, but older kids to younger kids, older cousins to younger cousins. I mean, it happens so much now.
Brave and Beautiful. The cover, the content, excellent. Braveandbeautiful.world. Michelle, why the title, Brave and Beautiful? Where did that come from?
That came, I have to say, it's from the Lord. When I connected with my designer, Sakura Reese in California, she and I were praying, and the words Brave and Beautiful just came to both of us. And so I have to say it was the Lord, because we're asking the Lord, what can we title this? And this is about identity. You know, we want our young girls to arise. I mean, if you can imagine all the girls you know out there, you know, your teen girls, wouldn't you want them to rise in confidence, to know their power in God, to have no hindrances for their destiny to be fulfilled, and to have the emotional health, to have the vision? So that in and of itself is Brave and Beautiful Women. And I want to say, too, that this is for middle school and high school girls. It's written in very age-appropriate way. But as I was telling you, Danny, earlier, that women of all ages, the oldest is 87 years old, are buying this for themselves, because there's a teenage girl in all of us grown women. And they're finding that they're getting encounters with God and inner healing and breakthroughs in their life by reading the articles. And these are teenagers as young as middle school experiencing this, as well as women of all ages. So we want to really raise up as mothers in Christ, right? All of you adult women out there, you're a spiritual mom. You know, you need to know you're brave and beautiful, but you also want to pass that along to the teen girls in your life. And this is something that will help us do that. You know, I think just coming to me, the word says, let the older women teach the younger women, right? And this is a tool to raise up women all over the world to do this, just that.
There's a word here, a phrase, I have a voice, I rest in God's love. When you talk about identity, when you talk about confidence, you also are implying or conveying the importance, the meaning of a woman's voice, and God giving a woman her voice to speak, to stand, to know. You're listening to Michelle Okimura. She is the author of Brave and Beautiful. She's also the director of Explicit Movement. You can find out more about Brave and Beautiful at braveandbeautiful.world. When we come back, we'll talk more with Michelle Okimura, about identity. Why our identity? Building confidence, emotional health, and vision for life. The best defense against sex trafficking. Brave and Beautiful is a 4-volume journey book. It's a set. Did you know that 85% of the content is about identity, building confidence, emotional health, and vision for life? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Brave and Beautiful, it's a four-volume set written by Michelle Okimura. While the author is with us in studio, she's also conveying the importance of girls, women, expressing themselves. We talk about this idea of identity, building confidence, emotional health, vision for life, a positive vision for life, and how that is a protective measure from sex trafficking. It's happening, it's more pronounced than we realize. Brave and Beautiful, Michelle Okimura. You can get the book, the books, the whole beautiful set, and many resources at braveandbeautiful.world. Michelle, where did your heart begin to develop through experience? Really touching back, going back years now. Mm-hmm. Your experience that has led to the intuition and the nuance in the way that you're able to convey love and care to young women.
Yeah, so Danny, let me just take your readers back. I grew up in a home where there was a lot of domestic abuse and verbal abuse. And so I used to, my favorite place growing up when I was a toddler, young adult, elementary kid time, I used to go into the closet. I would huddle in a ball into the dark closet, and that was my place of escape, my safe place to escape the chaos going around. And I had domestic abuse happen to me as a victim all the way through a senior in high school. And so I grew up, I look at myself as a girl in the closet who had a lot of self-hatred, a lot of self-rejection. I had felt like I had no worth. But, you know, I met the Lord Jesus in first, I would say, throughout my years of growing up, a little seeds were planted, but I really developed that relationship with God in college. And that's when my healing journey began. And I pursued my healing journey so much all these years because God is a God that heals. And so I know on the other side how God is able to transform a life because he's transformed my life and how he cares so much about the brokenness in us and how he wants to make us whole. And not only just make us whole, but he has a whole destiny, purpose for each one of us. And he wants us to understand who we are in him so we can walk it out and in the fullness.
So in the fullness, share a bit more about identity and the importance of building confidence.
Yes, I've learned that in myself. I'm still building my confidence. Even this Brave and Beautiful journey the past couple years, it's been a healing journey for me to grow in me believing that I'm brave and beautiful myself. And when you know who you are in Christ, you make decisions out from that place. And so if you believe you're worthless or I'm not good enough or you have those lies that are still planted in your heart that you struggle with, and you may not even be consciously aware sometimes, then that definitely affects, it's the cap, you're thinking, right, of how God can use you to the fullness, because then there's fear that will stop you from stepping out, you know, just so many different things, right, if we know who we are in Christ, we know how God sees us, and we grow in that knowledge and embrace it, then we can walk as ambassadors from heaven with our chin up, with God as our confidence and our strength. And nothing is impossible because God can use us in that way, right? In obedience.
Let's connect someone who is not conscious of this idea of confidence or their identity. It just is. That's where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And tie that to emotional health. How does someone who is not aware of what's really going on, how does that tie to their emotional well-being?
That is so key, because you cannot, I have come to the understanding that you can't be 100% spiritually healthy without being emotionally healthy, at least growing in that. So emotional health, if you're listening and you can think back in your life, that different traumas that you've experienced, different losses even you've experienced, different painful situations that you've experienced, and you know for a fact that you haven't really worked through that fully to the place of freedom and healing and forgiveness, then there's still that wound there. And that will affect how we react to different situations, how we react in different relationships even, right? Even our relationship with the Lord, it can affect how we see God. If we had, let's say, an earthly father that was abusive, it's hard sometimes to, that will affect our relationship with how we see God even. So I would say, you know, how do you handle your anger, your fears, your anxiety, you know, all of that, there's answers in the Lord, but there's a direct relationship between our spiritual health and our emotional health, and how we live it out, how to, the dysfunctions that we all struggle with, right? We're not perfect. We're in the process of sanctification and transformation, and knowing, become more self-aware. It's so important, and pursuing our healing in all these areas, because I've just experienced that in my own life. There's freedom. There's so much more that I'm able to see now because I've pursued my healing and I'm still growing in my emotional health.
Speak a little bit about emotional health and vision. Positive vision for the future. And how all these together form a kind of safeguard around the danger of sex trafficking.
Yes, when you have vision for your life, at least, you know, dreaming with God for what He has for you. And some of us, you know, we're still discovering that. And God is always has new dreams for us as we grow. But when we know that we have a positive future, a destiny, a purpose, that can give us so much meaning, right, in life. And the confidence that God wants to use us. If we struggle with, I don't know if I'm enough, I'm good enough, or I'm not qualified, you know, all of that. Those are things that we all struggle with. But God wants us to understand there is a vision and a future. And when we know that, I've heard firsthand from frontliners that sex trafficking recruiters will not spend time with a girl who has dreams and goals for her life because she's going to be harder to convince. Right. So if a girl is confident and they sense that, they're not going to put in a lot of time to try to coerce them. They're going to go after the girls who are broken, who don't have a clear vision or positive vision for their life. They're struggling with wanting love. And, you know, so it's if they go up to girls, it's, you're so beautiful. Oh, I love you. A girl who's so broken will just kind of go towards that. Right. So that's why having vision for your life, having confidence, knowing who you are in Christ, how God says, is so important.
Let's pause for a moment, Michelle, and take in, as we take in what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I, our dear listener, as we take in what you're saying, someone might be feeling a kind of angst inside, something that is jolting within them, something that may be touching a tender spot, revealing something that they never wanted known they're alone, but it's within them that they realize that there's some level of shame, some point of anguish.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Michelle, Pastor Michelle, will you pray? Sometimes we pray at the end. Many times we pray at the end of our program, but I sense that this is a vital moment for prayer for someone who may be hurting in an unusual way at this moment. Will you do that, please?
Yes, yes. Lord, I just lift up to you the listeners out there. Lord, you know them so well individually. You know it all, Lord. You know their hearts. And so I lift them up to you right now, and I ask that you would speak to them. Lord, I pray you would impart your value to them, that how you see them, that you would give them a picture or a vision or a word, or maybe they're walking in throughout today and they see a flower or they see something in nature or something, though, that you would just stop them and speak to them, Lord, about how they are so valued, like that, what they are seeing, that you would give them, Lord, that sense of heavenly perspective of the extravagant love that you have for them, and you, how you destined them, you created them with extreme purpose, and that you put so much intention in how you designed them, Lord, that they are brave, they are beautiful, and that there's so much more that you have for them, so much beautiful purpose, Lord. So, Father, I just impart that right now, that you just speak in their language, Father, your words of encouragement in the way they can receive it from you. I just declare vision, and I declare value over you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Brave and beautiful.
Yes. And Danny, I want to just say, there's this one translator who's translating it to an Asian language right now, and the translator's sharing that as she's reading it, she's a woman translator, as she's translating it, she's crying as she's translating it, because God is bringing inner healing to her as she's translating it. So this brings that breakthrough, and it addresses those things that are deep in her heart and will help you to become more aware.
Brave and Beautiful is available at braveandbeautiful.world. Something for, well, Michelle Okimura says she's written it for middle schoolers, high schoolers, but women of all ages, even into the 80s, are reading it and being touched and moved. We'll come back. We'll talk more about translations. We'll talk about companion resources for parents, mentors, small groups. That and more. Michelle Okimura, author of Brave and Beautiful, this four-volume collection for girls of faith. Here it is, to grow in confidence and know their identity. And this is what she says. It is a fact that teen girls who believe they are important and have value, who are confident in their identity, and who have vision and personal goals for a positive future, are far less vulnerable in falling victim to damaging and even dangerous situations. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Bright and an array of colors. You say, Danny, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the cover of the book Brave and Beautiful. Colors bright of what? Of leaves. Leaves. What do they mean? What do they stand for? What are these leaves all about? You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Danny Yamashiro here with Michelle Okimura. Thanks for being with us. Look, if you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. And how do you get the books? Brave and Beautiful, this four-volume series, Brave and Beautiful, that world. But leaves, Michelle Okimura, what do these leaves mean?
Yes, the beautiful leaves represent the leaves from the tree of life that are for the healing of the nations. In Revelation 22, it says that, and that, you know, that's our prayer, that this Brave and Beautiful journey books will bring healing and life to you as well as to the nations of the world. Danny.
Companion sources, resources. Do you have things for parents? Do you have things for mentors, small groups?
Yes. So as you know, this volume, Journey Books, can be a beautiful gift to any teenage girl that you know, or even any woman that you know. But as you know, to digest the material for anything, it's always very meaningful to dialogue, right, and process what you're learning. And so we've created the Parent and Leader Guide for Brave and Beautiful that has all four volumes in one book, but it also has additional discussion questions and additional optional activities that you can do after every chapter. There's 25 chapters in all, about 5 chapters in each volume. And this is written by a team of professional Christian public school teachers and myself. So it's really well done. And yes, so that is great. And we have done some pilot groups with moms and daughters. And the feedback we've been getting is just so encouraging, that they're sharing with me that it's brought breakthrough in their relationship. Because moms need to talk about a lot of important things with their daughters, but sometimes it's awkward, right? To just bring it up in the in the car or whatever. And so, but when you're reading something together, it's so easy to just, hey, what did you think about that article? And easy to talk about it and open up the doors of heart connection. And isn't that what we want in families, is heart connection, deeper heart connection, positive connection with your kids. And so this is a great tool for that, as well as mentors and small groups, churches, organizations can use it too.
Take us a little bit further on that, in this transformational process through conversation.
Yes.
Say between a mother or a daughter or a mentor and a mentee. An example or two of how these conversations have deepened.
Yes, I have one testimony. This one mom, they were reading the chapter on grief, on how do you handle grief, and it's written, you know, by professionals, right? Mental health professionals. So this started a conversation about the losses that they both have experienced in their life, the teen girl and mom, and that was something they never talked about before, and it opened up the doors of both mom and daughter sharing about losses that they've had and being able to comfort, and they cried together. And the articles gave them practical steps on how to you know, bring healing, taking steps to heal those losses. And it just brought them so close together. It also caused just transformation in their lives and in their relationship. So this is miracles that have been happening even in relationships as you go through this. So that's an example. And then, yeah, one more. They were talking about, there's one article, chapter on friendships, okay? And this one mom was, they just covered it the whole day. They were talking about this conversation throughout the whole day with their daughter about friendships and the article. This other friend called, adult friend called the mom and said, I'm in my 60s and I'm having trouble with how do I keep my friends? I'm realizing I keep losing my friends. I don't know what's wrong with me. And my friend said, told this other friend of hers, you need to get brave and beautiful because we're just studying this whole chapter on friendships and it's going to really help you. And so she is going to get it for herself and she's in her 60s. But just to show that it's very, very relatable and relevant to the heart issues that we all struggle with.
The relevance seems to flow out of a personalizing of the content, the meat of what is being presented, customized in a way by the Spirit.
Yes.
To totally. The lives of the reader.
Yes.
And the parent, the child, the mentor, the mentee, and those who converse, collaborate in small groups. Someone says, Michelle, how do I get this? How do I get this brave and beautiful? How can I get this resource?
Yes. Well, go to braveandbeautiful.world, braveandbeautiful.world. And you can also, if you just want to test it out, there's also, if you scroll down on the homepage, you can get a free ebook, a mini ebook, a sample of a whole chapter. We'll just give it to you, plus 5-point plan on how to protect your teens from sex trafficking. So it's going to add so much value to you, just something free that would give away. But also you can go to the store and purchase it. You will love it. And your teenage girl would love it.
Braveandbeautiful.world. Michelle, you've written Brave and Beautiful for a faith-based audience.
Yes.
Are there other versions?
Yes. Well, when the Lord spoke to me about this idea that he had, he said, do a Christian version first and then do a secular version. So we are working right now on our non-faith-based classic version for the general public. And in that, we hope to get it done in winter sometime, this coming winter. And we have a lot of government officials, you know, here in other states that are interested because even community organizations who are secular organizations, because it's going to really save lives. It's going to build up women everywhere. And so this is for the community, general public as well. So that's what we're working on. And then the other version that we're working on also is Brave and Bold for teen boys, because everybody is saying, what about the boys? And it's like, yes. So God is having us work on it next year. So we're aiming for an end of next year to have Brave and Bold for boys. And so we are excited about, because boys need confidence too. They need vision for life. They need emotional health tips. And they need to know about sex trafficking and pornography and all these things that are all related to sex trafficking. I mean, imagine raising a generation of girls and boys. Boys who will not be perpetrators. Boys who will who will understand the human side of pornography and sex trafficking and not want to partake in that whole industry, right? And to be protectors of girls and protectors of themselves and their friends, as well as girls rising up to be the change as well and be a positive difference in society. That is what our end goal is with this, is for God to really change lives and transform lives.
It's happening. The river is flowing, the streams are bringing life to many leaves, healing leaves. These leaves are also being expanded and recognized by other organizations in America and beyond. You visited one of America's largest organizations that serves families. What did you learn?
I I vacillate between the ugly cry and happy dance, Danny, what God is doing. Because, okay, with this organization, they asked me to write an article for their website. They really want to help support, get the word out. But a year ago, when I was in the midst of writing this thing and not trying to spread the word on it yet, because, you know, it's not done yet. I'm just focusing on getting it done. The Lord, remember the Lord told me in the beginning, right? If you do it with excellence, it's going to go global. Well, He started to randomly connect me with people, strangers that I didn't know. And we would just start having these random conversations and then come to find out, oh, did you know that I'm the head of the anti-sex trafficking organization that covers this entire nation? And we want this. Can we translate it now? And I'm like, it's not even done yet. But then things would happen like that. And for the past year, it's come now to leaders of over 20 nations are desperately wanting this. Many of them want to translate it already. This is spanning Africa, Asia, Mexico, you know, UK. I mean, I am just overwhelmed by the extravagance of our God that cares about the nations of the world in this area and His invention that He wants to help to bring healing to the nations and prevention on the prevention side of things.
Remarkable doors opening, Michelle. I think of Ephesians 3:20, and my God, our God, is able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond all that we could have ever asked or thought. Anything you can ask or think, as it says. As we go to break, you mentioned other nations, 20 nations. We think about cultures, we think about families. We think about the hearts that need to be mended.
Yes.
We lower our tone on purpose because there is a sacredness even in the brokenness of humanity. Mm-hmm. And yet the beauty of redemption that is found in Jesus Christ. And here, brave and beautiful, brave and bold, these works of art that you and your team have produced are indeed used and will be used by the hand of God for the healing of the nations. Braveandbeautiful.world. You can find out more there, and you can get these precious resources for you, for friends, for loved ones. Spread the word. Share it from your heart. You will be blessed as you bless others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, here's a toll-free hotline, 24/7. It's confidential. Get help. Report trafficking, 1-888-373-7888. Again, 1-888-373-7888. Brave and beautiful.world. You can get this precious resource. The book, the author, Michelle Okimura, she's here with me in studio. She joins us to share her heart and the marvelous story of how God inspired her with this idea. Well, she's a woman of faith. And when God inspires people of faith, they not only see an idea, hear the voice of God, but they believe, and believe is doing. They take action, and God begins to send them on a flowing stream that begins to bring healing to the nations. Michelle Okimura, braveandbeautiful.world. If someone is wanting resources, they say, I want to partner with you. Well, let's take a couple steps back. We'll come back to partnership. Someone might say, are there ways for me to get hold of the resource if I don't have resources and I need help? My organization could sure use this. Is there a way for me to partner with, to be able to access some of these? Because I know a great pocket of people who could surely use this.
Yes, yes. Well, our heart is really to get this into the hands, Danny, of every teenage girl in Hawaii and beyond, because we really believe it's going to help prevent and build them up, right? Victimization. So we really want to give back to communities. So every single purchase, a portion of it will be going to helping at-risk girls, because we want to work with organizations that work on the front lines with at-risk teenagers, right? And so we want to work with those organizations. You know, we can see if we can partner some way, you know, either gifting these resources to them, or having bulk orders and having very big discounts. We, you know, there's different ways that we could creatively make sure you get it, you know? And so we would want to, and also with the funds that we're gathering from that, from every purchase, we will want to work directly with those organizations that work with at-risk girls.
Someone may be listening right now. Dear friend, it might be you, as you hear Michelle speak, where the Lord speaks to your heart about a seed gift that could underwrite several copies of this four-volume set, maybe many copies of this four-volume set, 10, 20, 50, 100, to say, look, these are for those who need it.
Yes.
And might not be able to afford it, but they need it. This is a seed gift to help put it in their hands, put it in the hands of that mother, put it in the hands of that mentor, put it in the hands of that small group. Go to braveandbeautiful.world and partner with Michelle Okimura and her team. If someone was struggling and asked you for help, Michelle, what would you say or do?
You mean struggling with just...
something more broad today. Could be in the area of sex trafficking, sex abuse, but even just struggling broadly. Could be financial, could be emotional, could be relational, could be physical their physical well-being, they're broken in this time of their life, what would you say?
I would say trust in God. Don't give up and pursue your healing. Ask God to give you ideas, position you to meet the right people, to pursue and take action. Be proactive, right, in seeking help, because there is help available to you in our communities, in our faith communities, in our communities. And God is so concerned about you becoming whole and strong and full of his peace and joy that he is going to be faithful to guide your steps.
As you say that, it reminds me that there are times when we our pride needs to be chiseled down a bit, maybe more than a bit, maybe a lot. And God uses pain. He uses us being off balance, on our heels. Our equilibrium is off. We get confused and we realize that we need help from God. Yes. And that help will come through others, through the church, through friends. Yes. And sometimes we just need to ask. Yes. Someone might be saying, well, you know, I'm a little bit independent. People don't know me as someone who needs to ask. Mm. How would you encourage someone to say, hey, I need help?
Well, I just want to say there is such power in vulnerability and being real. And I just want to say that all of us are not perfect. All of us struggle, right? I mean, even I struggle. We all have those moments of deep heartache, suffering, and pain, right? So you're not alone, for one thing. And there is such power in your vulnerability and being real and being able to ask for help. You're going to find, God is going to show you, I believe, that there is such his lavish supply of provision for you. And God is going to use that this time in your life to pursue him, to take those extra steps, to ask for help. And you're going to, I believe God's going to just bless you abundantly for that. It takes courage, for one thing. You know, being brave, it does take bravery and courage to take that step.
And that's faith. And God honors faith.
Yes.
God is a God of faith.
And yes,
when we step out in faith, it's one way of communicating trust in God and belief that God is already speaking to someone else, even before us, that as we communicate with them, they may have already heard from the Lord and they may already know what the Lord wants to do.
Exactly. And that's where you see the hand of God at work in your life. And so I would say, ask the Lord to show you one person in your life that you believe is a safe person. Someone, it could be your pastor, it could be a friend, it could be a spiritual mom or dad, or somebody in your life that he will highlight is a safe person to start that. It starts with one person.
And the flip side is also a motivator.
Yes.
For us to be aware of. We might be that person to be the one to reach out.
Yes.
But you may have gone through the rough time and you may be given a deeper level of sensitivity for the one in need. Pastor Michelle, could you lead us? Will you lead us in a prayer for this dear person who is struggling right now?
Yes. Lord, I lift up to you this person, our listeners out there who are at that place, Lord, where they are struggling emotionally. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would hear the cries of their heart and that you would highlight to them a person that they could talk to. And I pray you would orchestrate divine, miraculous connections, Lord, for them, and that they would see your faithfulness and how much you love them and how much you want to see them whole and healed. And I just declare that right now over their lives, that you would guide them and direct them, and they would just experience and encounter you in such a deep way, in a beautiful way, and give them the courage, Lord, right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Brave and beautiful. .world. Pastor Michelle, a favorite scripture, one that has emerged uniquely in this season of your life?
Well, I just go back to Jeremiah 29:11-13. You know that it's a fairly known scripture, but I always go back to that because he knows the plans that he has for us. It's plans of a future and a hope, right? And if you come and listen, if you come and, you know, really listen to him, right, he will hear, we will hear his voice. If we listen to him, we will hear his voice. And so I just want to encourage you all that he does have a future and a hope for all of you. And may this conversation and Brave and Beautiful just add value to that journey that you're on.
Confidence, wisdom, and prevention. These words are championed by author Michelle Okimura in her four-volume journey series, Brave and Beautiful, available at braveandbeautiful.world. Pastor Michelle, thank you.
Thank you so much, Danny. I really appreciate it.
Brave and Beautiful words from Michelle Okimura, braveandbeautiful.world. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Will you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners and donate. I thank you in advance. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Michelle Okimura, braveandbeautiful.world. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jan Yi, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave